We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You're listening to BuzzBeat Radio, your premier Charlotte Hornets show.
All right, welcome in real quick here. I'm here with my buddy John Michael Griffith. We did this last year. I'm back in Lexington. When was it last year, John Michael, that I was here and we recorded a pod?
I believe that was in February. And we went to the Kentucky-Florida game, and little did we know at that point that Malik Monk would be drafted by the Charlotte Hornets. We watched him drop, I can't recall exactly, but over 20 in the second half to take down Florida, and we're both high on him, and we finally saw a little bit what he could do at the end of the season here, but that's a whole different subject. You were here in February.
Oh, God. I fell in love with Malik Monk that weekend. Like, no, I'm like, when I say that, I mean it in like the purest of forms.
As a,
like,
as a prospect, you did. We witnessed firsthand. It was the first time you had eyeballs on the guy.
Yeah.
Like physically in person.
Yes.
And
yes.
And it sold you.
I fell in love with him. I thought he was great. I watched him come off that baseline action, floppy action that Kentucky runs, almost like they're trying to murder someone. Like, they just run it constantly. They ran it for Kevin Knox, like, all season.
Right-handed runner from the baseline.
Yeah, it was crazy. But Malik Monk just made it look so easy, and this is where I fell in love with him. Anyways, I'm back in Lexington. The narrative is different now. We're here. We're talking about Steve Clifford's firing, being relieved of his duties. Definitely a not a surprising turn of events, I would say. This is something I expected. I talked about it on WFNZ yesterday morning. But I don't know. Like, the more people I talk to, the more I realize this is a big event for Hornets basketball. And since basketball's been back in Charlotte, I mean, you know, Clifford was certainly – he was the first coach to really get something cemented in this city, and he was a damn good culture setter. Joe Michael, your thoughts?
First of all, I just want to say thank you to Steve Clifford for, like you alluded to, coming in, setting a culture, really solidifying what it means, you know, to be back in that Hornets uniform, right?
Yeah,
and to have that logo on your chest again. And we always needed a guy like that. I am so torn. I'm not sure if I've ever been this torn on a decision.
Yeah, well, I think you obviously have some affinity to Malik, and maybe you were somewhat happy to see this happen, but also you were torn, but like there was a relief maybe to this happening for you.
In a sense, there is, just because, and Malik is really just a microcosm of my mindset here, because it's not just Malik. It's if you're drafting guys in the future, like if you're going to sit around that 8, 9, 10 and flirt with those spots, you need a guy who can develop your late lottery talent. And Clifford has a great culture, and he's a player's guy, and he gets the team going defensively. And the players love the guy, but if you're going to consistently draft in that range late lottery, you need a guy who can really nurture that process of developing those young guys. And I'm not sure that he was ever really going to be that guy.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. I am so torn because I love Clifford as a coach. I love what he did for the culture in Charlotte. I've said it over and over and over again. I mean,
I agree 100%.
We've just never had that, you know? Like, absolutely. Charlotte basketball has never had that.
Yeah,
so,
we never had a guy who could just sail the ship that steady.
Right, exactly. And so for him to get let go, it feels almost like sacrilegious in a way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you understand that you have a capped out situation on the salary books. You have a Malik Monk. Things have to happen, right? Like, there's a lot of serious moves that have to be made, and firing Steve Clifford is probably the least of those moves, to be honest. Like, you have to make a trade to get under the salary cap number.
Exactly.
You know, you have to find a way to develop Malik Monk and Dwayne Bacon, some of these young guys and young contracts and cheap contracts that Charlotte is so void of, you know, on the roster. So when you consider all that, and then you consider Steve Clifford has been let go, like, I think it's a necessary evil. But not only that, do you think it is kind of phase one to the next step?
Let me ask you something. So just because you get rid of Steve Clifford, that doesn't mean you're just shedding the Batum contract.
Yeah, no. Well, right. It's going to be a hard contract to shed.
No, absolutely. Of course it is, because you've anchored yourself down with what's possibly the worst contract in the NBA now.
It's one of them.
One of them. And but what I'm getting at is, just because you get rid of Steve Clifford, it doesn't just take an eraser to the paper of your problems.
Right.
There's so much more that needs to be done there.
Yeah.
And that it really starts from the top down. And are we capable of getting that done, or is this just kind of panning to the fan base for the time being? Is this just masquerading a larger issue that we have as an organization?
Yeah, well, I think that's the question everyone has, right? Like, I mean, I think
it's valid.
It's totally valid. Like,
absolutely.
As a fan, you should absolutely be asking those questions. And I don't know the answer, and you don't know the answer, and we have Mitch Kupchak in here now, and he's just fired our head coach, and he's just let the whole analytics department go, and like, he's cleaned house, like, he cleaned everything up today. So, like,
that's kind of the underlying story here that people aren't really seeing. They're seeing the Clifford firing and letting go of him, but they're not really seeing some of the fine print with what else is happening in the organization right now.
Right.
That's why I'm wondering if this is just kind of masquerading as a fan base move.
Well, I mean, it's a totally fair question. We're not sure. Everybody wants the answer to it. I'll ask you this, and then we got to go, because we just wanted to give a little plug real quick. Richie, I hope you like this. It's just me and JM in Lexington and his buddy Will. Shout out Will over here in the corner. Just hanging out. But yeah, we wanted to react. Jermichael was a hardcore Hornets fan. He's lived in Lexington for a few years. Malik Monk correspondent. Like, he led us to that draft pick last year. But anyways, so what's next? What do we do? What's the first step to you now that Kupchak's in charge, now that Clifford's gone? What is the first step for this front office? I think I know the answer, but I want to get your opinion, because fans, the opinions are they're all over the place right now.
TRADE on draft day.
Agreed.
Can we – if Kupchak's going to come in and be smart about not only retooling this roster, but getting the fan base reinvigorated after this Cho Clifford era that we have completely just cleared ourselves of.
Yeah.
It's just all in the past now. You have to really be willing to not only shake up the roster, but do it in a way that's going to make for a brighter future.
I agree. I mean, I think that's very well said. I think, you know, I don't know who's safe. Like, I wouldn't say there's anybody on this roster that's safe. I would say that Kemba Walker's obviously the target right now. And yeah, what's up?
I think with Kupchak, he needs to kind of come out with a bang.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's some animosity there. You got the whole Jordan fraternity, North Carolina thing going on.
Right.
He's protecting his guys, right? He's giving them jobs. You know, Kupchak has some success with the Lakers. And I'm not necessarily opposed to the hiring. I think there's some obvious favoritism there, whatever. People know this. I'm not telling anybody something they don't know.
Are you tired of it, though?
I am, and some people are. But I'll tell you what we won't be tired of is if Kupchak actually comes in and makes an imprint. He just needs to start with a bang, I think. He really needs to shake things up fast in order to kind of spark this fan base invigoration again, because we are, as a fan base, we're just sick and tired of smothering away in mediocrity in this 8, 9, 10 range.
Very well said. That is so well said. It'd be very interesting. You know, Kupchak's in charge now. Clifford's out. The reports are David Fizdale will be in here soon. We'll see if those reports hold true. But anyways, we were just we wanted to throw something quick out here. Jermichael and I in Lexington, Kentucky. Just a quick reaction. I got a buddy in the background who's yelling. Hopefully you can't hear him, but if you can, I'm sorry. But yeah, we just wanted to give a quick reaction. Enjoy Richie and Brian talking more more things that make sense.
Absolutely.
All right.
We love those guys.
Absolutely.
Best content.
All right, guys. Thanks, talk guys. To you soon.